In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peter and Andrew had been disciples of John the Baptist. They had met Christ when they were with John and had been taught by him. But when John was beheaded, they went back to their work. And Jesus now is coming and fishing for them. When he calls them, based on the fact that they already knew his teaching and who he was. Not completely, of course, but they were following a good man to begin with when they followed John the Baptist. And this is the one that John had pointed toward. And so when he came personally and called them, they followed him. He said to them, "Follow me." And they followed him. That's what it takes to be a Christian. And I know that there are a lot of other ways of understanding what it means to follow Christ other than the way we understand what it means to follow Christ. Because there are lots of Christs being preached. Archbishop Dimitri used to come and he used to preach that sermon to us. There are many Christs being preached in many places, he said. And what he was saying was that if you follow those Christs, your purpose, your values, they may well be the values of this world. Because the Christian teaching has been stolen away, reinterpreted, so that it fits with the kingdom of this world. So that it fits with the things that we would like to have. And people can come up with an image of Christ in words that encourages us to follow a way that the one Son of God incarnate, Jesus the Christ, whose fullness is kept amongst us as we are part of the communion of saints, that Christ would condemn and reject all of those false Christs, all of those false teachings. He said for us to follow him, not to follow a Christ of our own making. Following him is a difficult thing. We tend to follow whatever our heart truly desires. And if we happen to be Orthodox Christians, we may actually be looking constantly for ways to fit the teachings of the ancient Christian church into the way of life that we have chosen. In the end, it's not so much a matter of what we believe, or maybe even who we believe in. It's a matter of who we follow. We can believe all of the teachings of the church, but if we don't follow Christ, they don't make any difference in our life. If we follow a good man, as Peter and Andrew did, that good man may lead us to Christ. But if we follow someone, or some teaching, or some thing that means more to us than God, more to us than Christ, more to us than the truth of who we are as human beings in relationship to God, then we're following a path of death. A good man may lead us to Christ, but if we follow some man or some teaching or some way of life that departs from the common faith that we hold together, then that is a path of death. When I was in my late 20s, I realized that all of the things that I knew of that people believed in, somebody had made up. We were encouraged to make up something that meant something to ourselves. That way it would really mean something to us. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and the individual is king. The individual is everything. Well, I had already rejected that philosophy. I came to realize late in my 20s that I knew of no philosophy that had not been created by someone. And if I had a wife, a family, a way of living that I had brought into existence, what was the foundation that held them up? It couldn't be my philosophy. It couldn't be my political beliefs. It's a phrase I've begun to hear lately. It's a very strange phrase to me. I thought people believed in religion, political beliefs. I thought politics was dealing with issues and facts and coming to conclusions together. But that's not the way it is today. Today, people are desperate for some sense of identity, and they will grab onto anything and follow it, and follow some mentor who claims to have the key to some system of self-development that is practical and maybe even spiritual. And if you believe in something like that, if you follow something like that, then you have departed from following Christ, because those people will not lead you to Christ the way John the Baptist led Peter and Andrew to him. So what does it mean? If we follow Christ, where will we go? For Orthodox Christians, following Christ means that we will follow him into the communion of saints. We don't claim to be saints, but we say that we can recognize those who are saints because they are like Christ. They have come to share his life, not by imitating him the way a human being would imitate some mentor, some model, but by sharing his life, because he is the incarnate Son of God, and his life can be shared with us. We can share the perfection of his humanity, which is natural to us and is how we are meant to be, and anything else departs from it. So the communion of saints is the communion of all of those who are following Christ by sharing in his life. The crisis of my late 20s was that I could find no foundation for my life and the life that I shared with my wife and my children that hadn't been made up by somebody, including me. Any such thing would fall apart. I needed to find something that was not made up, that was not created by human beings, that was created by God from the beginning. And that's what we have. Our communion of saints, is the communion between human beings that God meant to spread out from Eden. There was a fall, and it had to begin later on with the new Adam, Jesus Christ. The work of Eden began again as the church was founded with the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the disciples. And they became the communion of saints, calling all other human beings to come and share the life that they shared with God himself. That is the only foundation of morality and right and wrong and good and evil. If you want to know what those things are really rooted in, you have to enter into that communion of saints. Formally, we call it the church. We are not saints, maybe, yet, but we are in communion with saints. And when we betray that communion, that divine community, what do? We go to confession. But we, as radically individualistic Americans, now you know when I say that, I have to remind people, you are not going to lose your individuality by becoming an Orthodox Christian. You can't lose that. God created you. You don't have to build up some kind of superstructure of meaning, a philosophy about who you are, or a job that means more to you than anything else, or a set of political beliefs that tells you who you are, and that you use to judge other people, and sometimes even the teachings of the church. Do they fit? Do they fit in the life that I've chosen for myself? If we're guilty of that, then we have missed the mark. We should come to confession. Well, what are we doing when we come to confession? We're not purifying our own individual, separate life. We are confessing before God that we have betrayed Jesus, the Christ, and all of the saints, and all of the people that we are in communion with, along with him. That's what we're confessing. That's the context that I was looking for when I was 28. It wasn't the way I thought in the beginning. A set of doctrines and teachings that had never changed and applied everywhere and to everyone. You could argue that the Orthodox Christian teachings are that, but if you did, you would be making it into a religious philosophy. You would be an intellectual convert to the faith. The reality is that when we enter into the church, we enter into the communion of saints. And when we come to confess, we're not confessing that we have broken some rule or we have missed the mark when it comes to understanding some particular point of doctrine. We are confessing that we have betrayed all of the others who are at one with one another because they are at one with God through Christ. That is the communion of saints. That is what we have in common. That is the context within which we should understand all of the things that we do that we ought not to do. We ought not to do them, not because there's a set of rules or because we're trying to develop our character, but because when we do them, we betray everyone. We celebrate today all of the saints who have shone forth in North America. It's not a distant thing. There have been saints that have shone forth on this continent. We are in communion with them. We are in communion with all of the saints of all of the Orthodox countries. We are in communion with all of the apostles and all of those who have taught this faith throughout the world and been transformed by it. And when we betray them, we come to confession and we confess our having missed the mark. Those sins, the way we betray our wives, our husbands, our children, our friends, the people that we work with. When we betray them, we betray everything that holds us together along with Christ in a oneness with Him where we share His life. That's why we repudiate those things that we confess and put them behind us. That's the nature of the communion of saints. If we are going to be followers of Christ, then we have to maintain our integrity along with all of those others. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be a human being. People can come up with other interpretations, but that is the reality that stands on its own, you see. It stands on its own because God created it from the beginning. This is how He meant for human beings to be, and this is how they are. And He has revealed that fact in Jesus the Christ. And we have been baptized into His life, confessed Him as our Savior from a life of wandering around like a dispersed people, like all of those people that are reading this morning from the epistle spoke about. Noble, strong, courageous, but wandering, dispersed, not able to receive the promise. We have received that promise. We have this oneness with one another in Christ, this oneness with God. When we consider how we have missed the mark, when we have considered our sins, let's focus on that and not on ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.